You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, February 6th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. Michigan leaders announce an agreement on tax cuts. Michigan is awarded $1.8 million to address rural homelessness, and more gay men could give blood under a new proposal. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democratic leaders in the legislature have reached a deal on a series of tax cuts, according to a Friday press release from the governor's office. Details of the plan were not immediately offered. The release said the framework of their deal would deliver inflation relief checks to all Michigan taxpayers without providing specific amounts. Their statement intimated that the package would include the long-planned repeal of income taxes for most retirement income and an expansion of the earned income tax credit that have been objectives for the legislature since the beginning of the year. Versions of those policies passed both chambers late last week but have since stalled amid disagreements over the particulars. MLive had previously reported that Whitmer's office had proposed diverting about $800 million this year into an economic development fund in order to avoid a trigger built into a 2015 law that would automatically roll back the income tax. Response from some Democrats in the legislature to the idea had been tepid, and sources close to the negotiations said a transfer to the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund were no longer being considered, and that the deal would involve either paper checks or a direct deposit to taxpayers' bank accounts. Michigan was given $1.8 million in federal funding to address homelessness in rural and indigenous communities. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development awarded $315 million in grants this week to boost resources for ending homelessness in 46 communities. Michigan homelessness rates dropped during the pandemic, which officials attribute to rental aid and a ban on evictions. Funding will be used in Michigan to work with tribal nations on homelessness programs, according to a news release. The state recently reported people of color face higher rates of homelessness, with Black people being up to four times more likely and Indigenous people twice as likely. Additional housing vouchers will also be allocated to the communities that were awarded grants. The Federal Housing Agency last awarded Michigan 511 vouchers valued at $4.4 million in September. Housing Choice vouchers provide rent subsidies for people who have low incomes and live in privately owned homes and apartments. Federal regulators are considering a change to blood donor eligibility that would allow monogamous gay and bisexual men who would have previously been turned away to donate. Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration pushed its proposed rule shift from time-based deferrals to assessing blood donor eligibility using a more individual risk-based determinant of eligibility. Prospective donors with a new sexual partner or more than one sexual partner in the past 3 months or who have had anal sex would still be deferred from donating. However, if they didn't have any new sexual partners in the last 3 months and they met the remaining eligibility requirements laid out in the donor questionnaire, they'd be able to donate blood and/or blood components like plasma. As it stands, there's a 3-month deferral for men who have sex with men or women who have sex with men who have sex with men. Under the proposed change, that time-based deferral would be eliminated and replaced with a policy that focuses on new sexual partners. The FDA's draft recommendations are based off data from other countries like Canada and the United Kingdom, which have instituted a similar approach, as well as the ongoing blood supply issues in the United States. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.